Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast with Mickey Gaminol, where we cover all things ASVAB related. So excited you're here, and I can't wait to see you get the ASVAB score that you want so you can get the job that you need for the career that's going to make your life a million times better. Enjoy. What's up, everybody? My name is Mickey Gaminol, and this is ASVAB Domination Pro. Today, I'm talking to you guys about joining the military at an older age. So I get this question a lot. A lot of people are trying to join the military at later points in life. And for me, this is something that's very near and dear to my heart. I joined the military at just about 30. And so I was a little bit on the older side. Some folks in my barracks were like closer to 35 or even later. So if you're a little bit on the older side and you're still considering joining the military, that's going to be okay. The military is still totally fine if you join, you know, in your late 20s or mid 30s, and even in some cases in your late 30s. My personal story goes a little something like this. I joined because I was about to turn 30, so you could consider this kind of like a quarter life crisis, right? I knew that it was an either now or never moment. I knew that I was going to keep getting older. I had just recovered from an ACL surgery, meaning that my knee was all broken up. And luckily, I had insurance, so I was able to get the knee replaced, got a donor in there and recovered and everything like that. And so once the surgery was done, I still had to do like a ton of paperwork. I had to get like this huge stack of papers for my recruiter. And I had to come up with 10 years of work history. For someone like me, it's kind of hard when I spent, you know, 2 years in Morocco doing Peace Corps and a lot of time just kind of bouncing around from job to job. One of the big things was student loan repayment program. That was one of the reasons that I joined the military, is because I had a lot of student loans out on myself. So I ended up joining the military right around 29 to 30, and I'm happy I did. But it's not super easy to do. It's definitely something that you have to be pretty serious about doing. You know, you have to follow up with your recruiter, make sure that all your paperwork's done, and then redo all your paperwork a couple times. And there's a lot of hoops to jump through. But if you're patient with it and you're serious about it, it's definitely something that can change your life. And me personally, I'm really happy that I went through basic training. I'm really happy that I went through officer candidate school. And I think it's made me a better person, spending time doing hard things. It just makes me a little bit more stable. So even at 30, 35 or more, there's still things that you can learn from military service. But there are some difficult things as well. So one of those is the recruitment process. There's just so much history that you have, and recruiters kind of struggle with working with older folks. A lot of times, you know, and I don't think recruiters would actively say this, but a lot of times you get the feeling that a recruiter would rather work with an 18-year-old because they don't have any history. They're really easy to do the paperwork for. And they, you know, maybe they don't need as many bonuses or as many different reassurances. They don't need as much medical paperwork and all that. So you get a feeling that you're kind of a pain to get through. But at the end of the day, a recruiter is a recruiter, and their job is to recruit, right? It's right there in the name. So if you stay focused with them, they will continue to do their jobs, and they'll continue to try and get you into the military. And I had a great recruiter. Shout out to Rodriguez. Anya, she was great. And now I'm in the military and kind of doing what I want to do. Drill sergeants can be tough too. Oftentimes your drill sergeant's going to be younger than you, and they're going to be, you know, their job is to kind of scare you and put you in your place and tell you what to do, tell you how to brush your teeth, tell you how to shave. And it can be hard to hear that when you're older than a drill sergeant. But again, you know, they're just doing their job too. So listen to what everybody has to say, jump through those hoops, just like the kids, right? And anytime that you're having a tough time with a drill sergeant because you think they're kind of going after you because you're the old man or old woman or whatever, and you think they have some sort of like power issue or something, just look at the 18-year-olds. You know, they're going through the same struggle you are, but probably worse. And so putting things into perspective, as in like their sky is falling, at least you know that these months will pass, kind of helps you to keep it into perspective. And one thing that I still struggle with sometimes is a lot of the other soldiers are going to be much younger than me. And sometimes they can be a little bit childish, and you know, you don't have patience for that. Personally, like I used to be a teacher. And so I get into this very big, like, teacher mode of teacher ego. Like, you have to respect me. You have to respect my name. You have to say things right and do things right. And I can get a little bit tense. And so that's something that I continue to work on. But being around young kids is like something that makes you young. You know, it helps you to just realize that there's new ideas out there and the world's not going to hell. You know, Generation Z is not horrible or anything like that. Like, everybody's just out there trying to do their best. And so it's a really good experience for that. If you're kind of struggling with the newer generation, spend a little more time with them and you'll realize that they're human too. One of the biggest benefits for joining at an older age is you're older and therefore you're wiser. And so this may not be true for everybody, but it's definitely true for me. I've gotten a little bit smarter with age, have gained a little bit of wisdom. I definitely know more now than I used to, but at the same time, the more you learn, the less you realize you actually know. And so it's given me a little bit more humility, especially as I've gotten older. One of the biggest draws for the military for me was, like I said, that student loan repayment program. And then also, I was able to commission. So I have a bachelor's degree in secondary education focused in math. And with that bachelor's degree, I was able to come in to basic training and then go almost directly to OCS. Not quite directly, but from basic training into OCS and then finish officer candidate school as a second lieutenant, which means at that age, I outrank a lot of people who have been in the military for a lot longer than me. And so getting some respect for my bachelor's degree is always like a really big win, because oftentimes teachers don't get a lot of respect. But if you go in as a lieutenant, you'll find that you, like, while people talk a lot of trash about lieutenants, like, the saying is you can't spell legit, or you can't spell loss without LT. And I always say, oh, you can't spell legitimate without LT either. But people like to joke about LTs because they don't really know how to do the job or they haven't been in the military very long. But a commissioned officer has a lot of responsibility and a pretty good amount of authority and a decent amount of respect, which is a major plus, at least for someone like me. It helped me to kind of make the National Guard a little more worth it. And finally, if you're a little bit older, you're in a better position to make the decision of whether you want to go reserves or active. So me personally, I did National Guard because I love coaching and tutoring. I don't want to give up on my ASVAB coaching business. I want to keep that kind of at the main focus of my life right now, but I still want to do the military thing. And then for you listening, you know, maybe you have a job that you don't like, and maybe you've had this job for a long time and you feel like you need a really big change. Active duty Army or Navy or whatever is going to be a very, very big change. Maybe it'll make you decide that you like the job you hate a little bit less or a little bit more, but at least you won't feel like you're doing the same thing anymore. So I'm a big advocate for kind of flipping your life on its head if you're not happy with the way your life's at right now. So to anyone who's joining at an older age or having any struggles with joining, I want to tell you, you know, keep going. You're going to be a better soldier and a better person for the struggles that you're going through now. So if things are hard, it means that you're getting stronger. It means that you're doing better. Don't let those struggles define you, right? It's going to be the success over the struggle. It's going to be your triumph that makes you better. You know, next struggle is going to be so much easier if you're struggling now. I'd also like you, if you got something out of this podcast, go ahead and like it. Go ahead and share it. I'm still new, so trying to get more views and more listens and things like that. So definitely like it and share it with somebody who could use a little more motivation on their journey. And I wanted to sign off by saying, do something today that makes either your or someone else's life better. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is, for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALtutors.com, GAMONALtutors.com. And you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic can be found at GAMONALtutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks and can't wait to hear your story.